What is happening? Welcome to the Plus Pitch Podcast, your morning pitching podcast from PitcherList.com. My name is Nick Pollock. Today is Thursday, September 25th, and oh yes, we are going to talk about baseball. Look, here's the thing. We have 4 days left of baseball. On Sunday, I will be live streaming on playback.tv as we watch all of the games going on at the same time. The important games, come watch it with the community. If you have MLB.tv, you can come on in. Actually, I believe it's the free games of the day. Everything is free on Sunday because that's what MLB does for the final day of the year. It is just that much fun and they want everybody watching it generally. Nah, just kidding. They're making one game the free game of the day. Fine. The Dodgers versus Mariners. So you can watch that one for free with us on playback.tv. But if you have MLB.tv, just come on by. Watch with the community as you bite your nails, you eat your popcorn, you watch the chaos of MLB Final Sunday of the regular season. That starts at 3 p.m. Eastern time. I'll be there. I'll be there with friends like Eno Saris. I am trying to get some other friends, no spoilers, to join me as well. But if you want up-to-the-minute streaming rankings for Saturday and Sunday, I did a massive update for all 4 days for my streaming article this morning. And you can get access to those detailed rankings for Saturday and Sunday with PL Pro. They're at the bottom of the article. For those who have signed up and are confused where to get it, you just got to log into the website with PL Pro and you just scroll down to the bottom and you get those extra days. You can get 15% off if you buy PL Pro yearly. That will include our live draft assistant that is going to get updated with our PLV projections by the start of November. We're going to have these big updates to the live draft assistant with auction draft calculator and the points with points leagues having all the values and really just lots of really good customization that you guys won from last year. It's the best app to have for your drafts, auction and points and head-to-head and roto and snake drafts, all this stuff. You can go very deep into it. You can do dynasty leagues as well. So get PL Pro 15% off with promo code podcast all in caps. And that is PL Pro yearly. You save like $40, I think is what it is, maybe more than that. It's great. So go to pitchers.com/premium, get PL Pro today. I'm so sorry for the delay. We're going to talk about Thursday and Friday's game. So, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, Carlos Rodon, Nick Lodolo, Shota Imanaga, and Nolan McLean. You're going to go with all of them. Okay? You're going to do it. The Mets need a win. They need a win. Shota Imanaga might get a little bit limited. It's possible. The Cubs don't really need to win this. So, think about that. Probable start. You have Drew Rasmussen, Framber Valdez, Parker Messick, and Kay Povich. Oh boy. Rasmussen's probably going to go 5 and that's it. They might do what they did to Shane Boz yesterday and where he just threw 40 innings and four innings, like 40 pitches or something like that. And they just like pulled him. And they might do that with Rasmussen. So keep that in mind, but I don't think it's going to hurt you in Camden. You have Framber Valdez in Sacre Verde. The thing is the Astros need to win. But Framber Valdez is not as curveball for a bit. So good luck. I don't know what's going to happen there. I think you have to go for it because it is so hard to find a win this final weekend. It really is. And also a quality start. It is tough, which is why I like Parker Messick and Kade Povich today. Parker Messick is going against the Detroit Tigers. They are more of a lefty lineup. They have obviously been in a massive free fall and the Guardians are obviously hot. So you get Messick, who has had good command, lefty with a changeup. Yeah, you're going to start him there. And also Kade Povich against the Rays. The Rays also have a worse lineup putting out there today. It is in Camden. It's a really good situation. Kade Povich is going to be allowed to go 6 innings because he has not pitched a lot this year and he's stretched out fully now. So that's a good one. You have JT Ginn against the Astros starting off the questionable start here. I like it because it is a right-handed lineup. And JT Ginn being good with the sinker inside to right, he's good with the curve sliders away. That is a really good setup for him. However, it is in Sacre Verde, and the Astros really need a win. Also, Kade Povich, by the way, going opposite Rasmussen is great because he'll go like 4 innings. Something like that, maybe? Well, no. Good chance of a win for Povich. JT Ginn, I like where he's at. I just wish it was a worse lineup and not in, I want to say Oakland, Sacre Verde, and Sacramento. So be careful with that. Brian Bello is in Toronto. The Jays need to win. They really do. The Red Sox need to win. They really do. This is going to be a very, very competitive game. And I kind of want to avoid the people involved because it's going to be a grind. Now, Bayo isn't going against a starter. He's going against a bullpen game with Louis Varland in there. Louis Varland tossed about an inning on Tuesday. I don't think he's stretched out. I don't think we're going to see him long, but we might. It might be like a bullpen game and he was stretched out before or something. I don't think so. And You have Jose Barrios pitching in relief for 2 innings and 40 pitches on Wednesday night because of that game. They needed to get through that one. So this is why Brian Bello might actually be a little better than usual, because the bullpen might not be favorable. But then again, a bullpen game means you generally have good pitchers for like an inning of max effort. It's an interesting scenario. Bello hasn't been on the top of this game. The Jays are good at home. I know they don't have Bo Bichette, but it is still a good offense. I'm not really a big fan of that one. You have Walker Buehler apparently starting today, not tomorrow, against the Marlins. Now, Taiwan Walker was going to start. So is this now a piggyback? Is it Taiwan Walker going tomorrow? I don't know. What I suggest is you pick up Walker Buehler and Taiwan Walker, start them both. Because if Walker Buehler is not getting piggybacked and he gets to go 5 innings, that's a good win chance. If he is getting piggybacked, then it would be Taiwan Walker, and that's a good win chance. And then you might even want to consider Taiwan Walker for tomorrow against the Twins. So that's what I would do. But individually, Walker Buehler, yeah, he's in questionable start. It's like, you're only chasing a win. I don't think he's that good. And it might be 4 innings. I don't know. Tyler Mahle against the Twins. Not so bad. I think they'll let Tyler Mahle pitch because he has not gotten any innings this year. So that's a solid one. Except that, like, I don't really think that Tyler Mahle is that great. So that's really the downside there. You have a rocky road start in Seattle, but it's Emerson Hancock. Yeah, Peelbot likes it. I don't, because it's Emerson Hancock. So we'll see. Bailey Ober against the Rangers is going today. I don't know what's going on with Joe Ryan. They swapped, apparently? I don't know. It's at Texas, which would have helped Joe Ryan instead of at Philly. But Bailey Ober now gets it, which helps him. And, again, they'll let him go deeper because he got limited by injury before, so they're not worried about cutting his season short. But it's not really what you want, because Bailey Ober isn't that good. And he's still throwing sub 90 miles per hour. His changeup command is good, and his four-seamer command is good. His breakers are weird. I don't like trusting it. Troy Melton is apparently starting for the Tigers. And you would think, oh my gosh, Nick is so excited. This is amazing. Yes and no. Because Troy Melton isn't properly stretched out. We don't know how long he's going to go. He's been mostly kind of longer relief for the Tigers. Now, let's say that he goes, you know, he starts this one and he's cruising. I would imagine the Tigers are going to push him as far as they possibly can. This is a must win in so many ways. It's not a true must win, but my gosh, is the red light blasting right now. Okay, they want to be able to control their fate. They're losing in the AL Central. The Guardians have it. Oh my gosh. So they need to win this. Troy Melton will get pushed as much as they can. However, we thought it would be Keydair Montero pitching. So now Keydair Montero becomes a little bit more interesting because he should follow Melton. Is it a piggyback, which essentially means 4 or 5 innings? Then is it Montero for 3 or more? And that would put him in a situation for a win, theoretically. Unfortunately, Montero, I don't think, is very good. And with the way that the Tigers have been playing, he wouldn't even get a win, theoretically, right? But is Troy Melton? Oh, I just wish that Troy Melton was like every 5 days starting right now. I would be so in for this one, but I can't. So he's at the bottom of questionable start. I don't even, again, know how long he's going to go. And then do not start here. You have Jansen Junk, the Junk Baller, who went 7+ innings last time. So did Michael Lorenzen. Both of those guys are down here because I don't think they're that very good. And Junk gets the Phillies, and Lorenzen goes into Los Angeles against the Angels. If those were flipped, if Jansen Junk was going against the Angels, I might have him questionable start. Just so you understand, I am doing this based on the Phillies offense being a solid one, and Jansen Junk throws sweepers and sliders and whatever over the plate. I don't really think it's that good. I think that Davis Martin against the Yankees isn't a great play. It is a very important game for the Yankees. They can't really celebrate because they are tied with the Jays at the top of the division now. Fate is in their hands, right? They lose the tiebreaker against the Blue Jays. So it does mean that the Yankees have to win every game that they can get, and that makes it harder for Davis Martin, okay? So I'm not a big fan of that one for him. I mean, he has shown that he can go 6 innings and throw good cutters and good changeups, but I'm not really interested in this one. Braxton Ashcraft against the Reds in Cincinnati. I just don't think he's going to go long enough. And his home run prone, of course, in a Great American Ballpark. Also, the best pitch he has is a slider, which is low 90s. It's like 91 to 93 at times, which is great. Fastballs are also kind of hard, but they aren't good shape. It's kind of empty velocity. And that's really all he has, that slider. So I'm not interested in this one. Mitch Ferris against the Royals. Come on. I don't really want to do this. That sloth ball, as I call it. He's a 90-mile-per-hour four-seamer with a 76-mile-per-hour, 75-mile-per-hour changeup. I just can't do it. Bradley Blaylock is not the last choice. Why? Because, well, it's a bullpen game with Louis Varland, and Nabil Chrismat has an opener. He's the bulk reliever, but against the Dodgers. But it's also that it's at Seattle, and there is a chance that this is one of the good ones. All right, we're going to talk about tomorrow's games on Friday and the guys you should sit and start after this break. Friday starters. Okay, so Shane Bieber is now going tomorrow. Trevor Rogers, you just can't bench him. It's against the Yankees. You just got to start him. Quinn Priester in strolling down the Reds carpet. Sign me up. And then one of the very rare things, which is an auto start streamer. And I feel like this is absurdly clear. It's Brandon Sproat against the Marlins. I mean, that's a 16% roster shift for some reason. I don't know. He swapped with Nolan McClain. So the Cubs get McClain and the Marlins get Sproat, and that might be part of the reason, but man, how could you not want to go for that? And the probable start to nav Joe Ryan going tomorrow right against Philly. He's been weird. He's been very strange over the last month, and it might be a limited start because the Twins don't really want to push him. They want to be able to trade him. Everything's fine, but also he probably wants to end on a high note. I don't know. I have him on probable start. You're probably just going to do it anyway, but I recognize those who are being conservative, and I want to say there is a delineation between him and the auto start tier if like you're making that choice. Joey Wentz is a very considerable streamer against the Pirates. Oh my gosh. He's pitching so well, and he gets the Pirates 3% rostered here, guys. I'm very much circling that. Will Warren against the Orioles. He's just been doing well enough, and there's a good win chance there, and you got to go with that. Even though I don't buy in the slider, the sweeper and the changeup focus is not there, and he's not really nailing those whiffs. I'm still going for it. I feel like it's fatigue, but fine. One more game. That's it. Connelly Early. He's been pitching great, save for that last start in Tampa Bay. It's Tampa Bay. I think that he was just off his game. His command was way different than the other two starts. One was in Sacramento and one was in Fenway. This one's in Fenway. And I feel as if Tampa Bay just kind of got him off his game as a scattershot, which is not who he is. So I think he's going to be much better against the Tigers, who are worse against lefties, and the Tigers are just like ailing. You have Noah Cameron in Sacre Verde against the Athletics. I don't love that matchup. Noah Cameron's just been that good. It's a sub-3 ERA right now, which is nuts. A sub-110 whip, which is nuts. You roll with it for one more. Kaiwei Tang is your other major streaming option. 3% rostered as he gets Rocky Road, Oracle Park. Oh my gosh. Big strikeout guy. Okay, yes, he's not the most efficient, and it might just ultimately be 4 innings, but you're going to get more than 4 strikeouts, okay? This should be a start that you circle and you target. It will be hard to find a better strikeout stream this weekend. And then there's Colin Ray, another good win chance. He will be hosting the Reds in Wrigley, 60% rostered. Like, there's a lot of interesting streams on Friday in particular. I do want to note, by the way, Trevor McDonald was someone I've listed as the best streamer for this weekend because he's just getting ignored completely. There is a change with the Giants that maybe Verlander starts Saturday. That's what we saw with the RotoWire's API. That is the expected schedule. It's weird. I don't know. It would mean that Verlander goes Saturday and Webb goes Sunday. I didn't find any news saying that it wouldn't be McDonald or that it would be Verlander and Webb. I don't know. I think they would go Trevor McDonald, because Logan Webb doesn't need any more bullets on his arm after a long season. And that would be on Sunday. And I don't believe the Giants are going to be playing for anything at that point. While Verlander, yeah, he should be starting Saturday or Sunday. I imagine he wants to have a good start to end his season. But one of those should be Trevor McDonald. I still feel like that would be unwise for the Giants not to take advantage of that. So hopefully he does. Hopefully it's not like Carson Seymour or Wisenhunt or something like that. It should be Trevor McDonald. Just pay attention to the Giants rotation this weekend. And it starts with Kaiwei Tang on Friday against Rocky Road. And going again about Colin Wright, good win chance against the Cardinals on Friday. He might be a little bit more limited than others, though, so keep that in mind. Questionable start here. This is a long boy. George Kirby against the Dodgers. How long is he going to go? And it's the Dodgers, and he's been really weird. Okay, he's been going well against right-handed lineups, the Angels and the Astros. The Dodgers are not that, so it might be a little stranger. Sandy Alcantara against the Mets. I mean, the Marlins are making a point of, like, Sandy Alcantara still being an ace now. This is their last chance, really. And I think the Marlins, even though they probably are going to say normal teams would be like, yo, Sandy, don't start. You know, Like, we got to save you. You're coming back from Tommy John. You just threw over 160 innings. Like, what is this? Like, you shouldn't be doing that. But the Marlins are like, we're going to trade you in the offseason. So, yeah, we're going to start you again. And you're going to prove that you were okay and you did it and you passed your physical or whatever, right? Like, like that is what the Marlins might do. So, play that as you want. He's in question because he's in the Mets. And I feel like the volume is in question, even though the Marlins are the Marlins. Slaycichone has done well, and I recognize it, and I could be undervaluing it. I just don't quite buy it, and it's just I'm telling you that that you're not going to listen to me, and that's fine, right? I'm just telling you my take of it. I have yet to find really a very convincing argument to why Slaycichone has been doing as well as he has. Now, I understand that he has the cauldron of pitches. He throws 94, 95. With just a wide variety of things. But the thing is, the fastballs are the only ones really getting strikes, and he's not locating them super well, and they are very basic. They are not stuff fastballs. I don't buy this, even though it's Texas, but it's not in Texas. It's in Cleveland, a little bit worse for them. I just, whatever. Do what you want. There's going to be another win. Watch. Zach Gallen is now going on Saturday. And he's going against on Friday, he's going against the Padres, not against the Dodgers. And I do wonder if Arizona is allowing him to get a better matchup so that he can perform better and thus be more appealing for another team to sign him in the offseason so that the Arizona Diamondbacks, after Gallen denies the qualifying offer, then get a comp pick. Right, if Gallen looks terrible against the Dodgers, he's going to be less appealing in free agency. And maybe they don't get the comp pick or something. Probably not what's going on, but just something fun to think about. I think it's a better matchup for him. I think Gallen is going to try and prove himself for free agency. So they're going to let everybody wants Gallen to go six innings or more. So that's something to consider there. It's just not the best matchup, and it's been Gallen. Yoenndris Gomez against the Nationals. Maybe it works. I mean, he's been very strange to me. He hasn't really put it all together, but he has some fun stuff. Jack Leiter is a piece against the Guardians. Good luck. Luis Morales is a bit of a piece, and he's hosting the Royals in Sacramento, but he has done well. Good luck. Keiko Volley is liked by PLBot, but he hasn't really excelled. Even the good game against the Mets wasn't really that good, and he didn't do well against the Pirates and the Marlins, and he did fine against the Marlins in the first game of that. He gets the White Sox. It's up to you. Jason Alexander is a Toby, and the Astros need to win this one, so they will push him if he's doing well. He got pulled early in that game against the Rangers because he just had a really bad fifth inning. It made sense. But this is the Angels. Not so terrifying. He is a sinker changeup guy, which might not play so well against the right-handed lineup. Still, this is fine. You have Mitch Keller against Atlanta. You never know with Mitch Keller. At least they'll let him go with the volume, but it's Mitch Keller. Taijuan Walker, as I mentioned before, with Walker Buehler. If he is starting this one, that is a decent win chance. That means he didn't piggyback against the Marlins that he before with Walker Buehler. But Taijuan Walker isn't that good of a pitcher. So, yeah. Yu Darvish against the Diamondbacks. He has not done well. So, I hope this is the start he does well. But, yeah, I don't know. This could be kind of the last hurrah for Yu Darvish. Speaking of last hurrah, you have Clayton Kershaw in Seattle. Thing is, despite this being a really good matchup, he had a great matchup last time against the Giants. And he didn't do well. Right? It feels like he really recognized, I think, when he announced his retirement, that he is hitting a wall. And he's got to get out while he can. So do not expect this to be an amazing outing. He certainly had adrenaline pitching his last game in front of the home crowd, right? He doesn't expect to be on the playoff roster. Like, he knew that one, and it still wasn't great, okay? Casey Mize in Fenway. They got to fight for this. He's, you know, they need every single win in Detroit, so he's going to try and do everything he can. It's possible. It's in Fenway. I don't like it. Casey Mize was down to 93.5 last time, instead of 95.5, which you've normally seen in the fastball. It could jump back up. But still, it's all just a little uneasy for me. Adrian Hauser is in Toronto, and that's a quality start chance. They'll just let him fly, but who knows? You have Zach Littell against Milwaukee. I just don't believe in Zach Littell. It could work out. The Brewers could be taking guys off and being relaxing about all of this, so it's possible that is decent for Zach Littell. Now, keep in mind, the Reds are right there in the playoff hunt, so they are certainly going to go hard for this one. I could be undervaluing this one because Zach Littell does have the leash to go six innings. So I, you know, in retrospect, after I get off of this, I'm going to push up Zach Littell to above Mitch Keller. inside the questionable start tier. You have Miles Michaelis, I just don't trust whatsoever against the Cubs. Kyle Hendricks against the Astros, no. And Germán Márquez at the Giants, of course not. Like, those are the very clear do not starts. It is very desperate if you go with Miles Michaelis at Chicago. He has had moments where he finds gloves and Koufax loves him. It's a good defense, but it's in Wrigley, not in St. Louis, and just, like, don't do it. All right, that is it. Good luck this weekend. I will be live streaming on Friday morning to answer your questions one more time. Don't forget to do it. Playback.tv/pitcherlist. I'll be here at 10 a.m. Eastern time in the morning, and I'll be there until noon to answer your questions. So if you have any final decisions to make, come chat, come talk to me. I got you. But that is it. So my name is Nick Pollock. Go sign up for PL Pro with promo code podcast for 15% off, and may your BABIPs be low and your strikeouts high.